Welcome to the Sunday Monday Show, a podcast about being bold in faith, work, and life. I'm your host, Jane Kennedy. Let's get down to business. Hello and welcome to the Sunday Monday Show and our very special series on the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Over the next 9 weeks, I will be sharing 9 episodes with you on individual fruit of the Holy Spirit, which include love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. For each of these fruit, I reached out to a friend who I feel like lives this fruit beautifully in their life, and we had a conversation about it. We talked about the fruit of that Holy Spirit. We talked about the challenges. We talked about living this in a world where it can be so hard to live these virtues. And we also talked about living it in our particular state of life. So some of these friends are married. Some of them have young kids. Some of them are single. Many of them work in some way. And I'm just so excited to share their stories with you because truly, I have been so inspired by these conversations. I think they're some of the best we've ever had on the Sunday Monday Show, and I cannot wait to share them with you. So without any further ado, welcome to our Fruit of the Spirit series, and let's get started. Katie, welcome back to the podcast. Thrilled to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back. Round two.
Round one, we recorded on my bed in my tiny little apartment in New York in the fall of 2021.
Yeah.
So it's been a solid amount of time since you have been on here, and I'm really, really happy to have you back.
Yes, it feels good. A lot has happened. But glad we're here to do it again.
Well, you and I both went back and listened to that podcast recently, and it was shocking to listen to it because we were pretty fresh to New York. We were both still trying to kind of find our footing with friendships and staying alive and finding our place. And it's just, I don't know. I think sometimes when you're wondering like what's next in your life, you look back and you realize how much God did in like a year and a half in our lives in New York.
Definitely. I think too, we were really fresh in our friendship. We were like, and so much as we've grown so much and so much closer. So it was nice to, it was really nice to look back and listen to that and see just like, I was so excited to like have a Catholic friend and do like, we were going to Catholic Underground that night and to do all those things. And now like we did those things pretty frequently. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the start of something amazing. And it was also in that podcast, it was the day you met Jace.
Yes.
Who was just very recently on the podcast. And we're talking about how you're about to meet her, which is just so funny because now you all hang out without me since I left. I love that. So can you, for anyone who maybe didn't hear that podcast or since it's been a while, could you just introduce yourself briefly?
Yes. So my name is Katie Middle. I am originally from Louisville, Kentucky. Bluegrass state. I have lived in New York for 2 years. I work at a finance firm doing recruiting, so human resource-esque work. My fun fact I always share is that I am the youngest of 8. So 4 girls, four boys. Let's see what else is important to know about me. I love New York City. I miss Jane already, and she's only been gone for a couple of weeks. But yeah, have really found a really good community here. And I'm really glad looking back on that last podcast episode that I stuck it out for another year and continue to do so.
I love that. Yeah, you did. And you continue to. And now I get to come and visit you in New York, and I can't wait. It'll be so fun.
So fun. We will have a time.
We always do. All right. So you're here as part of our Fruits of the Spirit series that I'm really excited about. And I would just love if you could take a moment and, you know, let's talk a little bit about kindness today. And I just love to hear maybe how you would define kindness and how you see it and choose it in your daily life.
Yeah. funny, I actually did look up the definition before our podcast to kind of get to make sure I was aligned. I think kindness for me is empathy and generosity. I think obviously consideration and spending time with people, sharing your time and resources. That is something that I really view as kindness. Obviously kindness in words and in actions. When I was looking, I happened to be on Pinterest today and I was looking through my quotes section or my quote board. And it was funny to like have, there was a lot of pins about kindness that I had actually pinned on that. I think it's something that I really try to emulate a lot and think about a lot. And specifically, like, people are fighting battles that you don't know anything about. So try to be kind. And I think that therefore empathy is really the big one for me.
I totally think so. If I look back, because as I was preparing these questions for you, I was thinking about, you know, how I would define kindness. And I think it's, you know, making other people feel seen. And when I receive an act of kindness, it's usually has such an impact because I feel seen, you know?
Yeah.
And I think the most meaningful acts of kindness that other people have done for me in my life were making me feel seen and loved in moments that I was, you know, I needed that, right? Or, you know, you're having a hard day, you don't do well on an exam, you're, you know, going through something. And when someone takes the time to look at you, see you and say, hey, I know you're saying everything's good, but I'm going to, like, you know, show up and bring you some dinner anyway. Like, those acts of kindness are so good. And that's what I try, because I know how much those acts mean to me. I want to give them to other people. And I think they are definitely a fruit of the spirit, because I don't know about you, but there, when there's every once in a while, I'll get kind of a prompting of like, oh, like, you should reach out to this person, or like, oh, you should, you know, send this person a book or give them a call or something. And I find that when I follow through on those kind of little promptings, like, there's often something really beautiful at the other side, or they are going through something I had no idea about. Right. And so that's where I see it as a fruit of the spirit. And I pray for it, because it's not always easy. And it is so tempting to get stuck in our heads and in our own lives and not take the time to think about other people or what they might be going through. Or, like, you know, just because everything's really hectic in your life doesn't mean that, you know, I feel like sometimes we neglect acts of kindness because we get too caught up in what we're dealing with ourselves.
Definitely. I think that brings up, like, a little bit what we talked about previously, what we've talked about, just like what the opposite of that kind of looks like, and like the opposite of kindness can look like. And that a lot of, and with a lot of sin, it can be like pride or like selfishness, right? Where it's like, you can't, when I find myself getting really wrapped up in my own world or in my own head, and or then find like, why aren't my friends reaching out to me? All these things. And it's like, I always try to take a step back and I'm like, okay, well, I need to reach out to them and make sure, like, to check in on them, because they're also going through very similar things. So yeah, mm-hmm. Finding that balance.
Totally. Yeah. I think, I think that when we, how do I phrase this? I think that there are many moments where you are going through something, or you need somebody else to kind of, or like what you're saying, you're like, where are my friends? Like, why aren't people helping me? Why doesn't anyone want to hang out with me? And then you decide to, like, then reach out to somebody else and then make it happen for somebody else. And it can just lift the whole mood and lift everything up and out of that, right? Like, it can create, I find often with kindness that, like, it's the same with generosity, you know, like, being generous to other people, I find often makes me feel better than, I don't know how they feel about, like, receiving something, but, like, I often feel so much better because I'm like, oh, wow, giving to somebody else, again, got me out of my head and allowed me to, like, love someone really well. And so I think that way with kindness too, it's like making an act of kindness towards somebody, I think often benefits us just as much as it can benefit them, right? By reminding us that, like, we are Jesus's hands and feet on this earth. And our job is to reach out to those who are in sorrow or distress or in need. and treat them with love, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that, you know, all of us have moments where we kind of struggle in that act of kindness and those acts of generosity. Do you have any things that you do when you're like, oh, wow, like I'm struggling a little bit to be kind in this situation, or I'm struggling to, you know, think about other people at this moment? Yeah. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I think I can find myself a lot with that with work, especially just, you know, getting caught up in whether it's like the complaining aspect of work and then like complaining about my coworkers and being unkind and sharing with another coworker what so-and-so did. And I think something that has helped is naming what exactly it is like that I get out of sharing that, or like taking a step back and realizing like I kind of usually feel worse about it after I share. And also just like, I think just praying over it. If it's like, you know, if I'm doing an act of contrition or examine of conscience at the end of the day, I'm like, wow, like that was unkind of me. And like, also, I think I also really go back to like, I've made mistakes before a lot, and I wouldn't want that to come back to my manager, or I don't want that as my reputation. And people make mistakes again, like that piece mm-hmm. of empathy that comes out. So I think there is just a level of self-awareness that like we need to acquire and pray for. And also just like, you know, checking in with my friends of like, hey, I did this. I like, wasn't that kind of talking out loud and shedding light to it. Mm-hmm. And then making sure like, obviously if it was very unkind or catastrophic, obviously confessing that. And even if not, just talking about it and with the priest and having, mm-hmm. Having a chance for them to give you advice on how to overcome that.
Yeah. I think exactly what you're saying. For me, I feel like I can feel myself start to kind of devolve. Like it just starts with one little thing, right? Like it starts with a complaint and then another complaint. And then it starts with saying something about someone else or sharing something that didn't need to be shared. And it just starts to kind of snowball. And it becomes a situation where I know I like will do my exam at the end of the day. And sometimes it'll be days of this where it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I realize, wait a sec, I need to go to confession. And then the grace of confession allows you to pull yourself back out of, not you pull yourself, Jesus, to pull you out of that little spiral. But I have gone through situations where like it just gets worse and worse and worse because you're not addressing it. And it makes you feel so icky. Like it just doesn't, not being unkind to people to, you know, whether or not they know about it, like if you're gossiping behind somebody's back, like it just doesn't make you feel good. And I think that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit of like, hey, this isn't like you, like, where is this coming from? And often I find that it's when I'm frustrated with myself or I'm upset about something that I've done or I'm going through that I lose a lot of my compassion and empathy for and patience for other people, which then, I think kind of, struggles my ability or, you know, suffocates my ability to be kind because I'm so, you know, stuck in another, you know, lane at that point versus being able to like love people well.
Yeah, I think something that was so fruitful for me when we did Fiat 90 together was the conscious effort to not complain mm-hmm. and not gossip. I think that so much of the virtues and the goodness of the Catholic Church just really has to be, it kind of has to be at the forefront of your brain, at least I have found, like in the day-to-day. Or and like a make a conscious effort not to do XYZ. Sometimes mm-hmm. I think we get like a little lazy, or it's not prayer isn't on the forefront of our brain, or you know, just all the characteristics that it means to be, you know, a faithful Catholic. It's when I find myself snowballing into those certain aspects that aren't totally. What it means, aren't good.
Totally. Yeah. I think about Fiat 90 a lot. Actually, Erica, I'm with her this week in Santa Barbara and we were talking about, how she misses some of those things. We both miss some of those things, the guardrails that Fiat 90 put on us and our lives, because there is a freedom in that kind of those, they're almost like bowling bumper lanes of like, okay, don't do these things, not just because you know you shouldn't do them, but because we've made a commitment with this group of people to not do this. Yeah, I think that was such a fruitful experience. And it's like, we can do those things again, but it was kind of nice to have the framework of the 90 days to do it. But one other thing I want to talk about too with kindness is when I was living in New York, something I heard a lot was that people who were in New York slash like the East Coast were kind, but not nice. And people in California were nice, but not kind. And kind of the illustration of that was like, when I lived in California, I remember people would be like, oh, like, would love to see you. Let's hang out. Like, let's do this, whatever. But there was no kind of follow-up under that. Whereas in New York, DC area, people are like a lot more blunt. Like, they're not going to say the nicest things to you, but they will show up for you. And there's a kindness in that. And I think that it's a pretty good kind of question to ask yourself is like, am I being nice or am I being kind? Right. And like, is there a niceness? Like, do I walk around and just like say nice things, but not follow through on that? Or is there a kindness, which I think is so much more of a character quality or virtue of action? Like kindness, I think comes with a big, with action behind it, a little bit of strength behind it. Whereas I think niceness, you know, anyone can say something nice, but it's kind of like the bless your heart sort of thing where, you know, maybe at its heart, it's not actually very kind. And I ask that a lot because I want, you know, people to think that I'm a kind person. And so are the actions that I'm taking so that people think I'm nice, or is it like actually coming from a place of like, this is a kind thing to do and it's the thing I'm being called to do as a Christian?
Definitely. I think there's just so much of that, what you were saying too, is like an intention, right? Where it's like, where is that intention coming from? And am I doing it to get something else out of it? Or am I truly wanting to serve my friend in a kind way? And I think about that a lot. I think, as with anyone, I think I fall into both categories at different times, when it can be a little bit more self-serving. But I also think that my parents have instilled in me that my parents, I would say, are really generous, generous with their time, generous with their money. And I've seen that through my whole entire life, whether that be like with the church or with my cousins, or just, you know, people I don't have the stories I'm sure I don't even know about. And I think that has been something where I really strive to be similar in that way. And I think we've talked about this, but if we talked about what patron saint you would be, what would you be the patron saint of? And one of them, I think, would be like hospitality. I love hosting and having people over and sharing in that. I've been so blessed by my family and, you know, by the fruits of their labor and of mine, and obviously, of course, of God's. And so I think being able to share in the generosity with others is something that I love to do.
Yeah. Well, and you are so, so gifted in that. And, you know, as I was thinking about this series, I was like, okay, I want to have somebody on in my life who I think really embodies this. And I think you embody kindness in such a beautiful way, not only through your hospitality, but I think also through your awareness. Like, I think you take the time and the initiative to look at people and be like, what does that person need right now? Like, do they need a hug? Do they need a walk? Do we need to like, should I invite people over? Like, I think you have this awareness, which I think is such a beautiful gift, right? Like, it's a gift to be able to do that. And I think you're saying like you saw it was exemplified by your parents. And I love that because I think that so often with every virtue, like being able to look to someone and say, wow, I see that virtue and I see how they live it and I see how it brings them so much joy, right? Because ultimately it brings you joy to be doing the things that God has called you to do and using the gifts he's given you. There's ultimately a deep joy in that. And so I love that. Is there anyone else that you think exemplifies kindness that you've, strived to emulate?
My grandmother on my mom's side I would say. Like, my mom probably got a lot of it from her. But she talked a lot about, like, she always said the golden rule. That was, like, very frequent advice. It was very much of just, like, kind of also, like, keep your eyes around your own paper and, like, do the work and be kind. She always would say, like, something similar to the Maya Angelou of, like, people always remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. And I think that quote is so powerful. I also think, like, when I was thinking about kindness, I also think that through a lot of experiences, like most, even if, you know, in New York, I've been shown a lot of unkindness. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes that can be even more of a teacher and more of a reason to emulate the opposite. And so I think that is also, like, a big motivator for me to be kind, just in, you know, in my words and how I make people feel, how I am to myself. I think that is something also, like, you know, having kindness there, has been something that I'm also been working on, because, you know, in the past I haven't, or in the past people have been really critical and, not maybe said the nicest things. And again, coming back to the empathy there, where it's like, I don't want people to feel that way.
There are so many things in what you were just saying. I think that often the biggest teacher for ourselves is, like, the painful experiences we've had. And I think that, you know, every experience I've had of feeling so lonely and struggling to find community and make friends has pushed me to become a lot more aware of anytime I see someone who's standing alone or meet somebody who doesn't seem to have, like, a strong community or group of friends wherever I am. Like, if I can invite those people in, you're right. Like, that's because I've been through experiences where I felt like, oh my gosh, I would do anything for an invitation. Like, I would do anything to have plans tonight. Like, those experiences teach you. And I think that's super astute to recognize that it was these experiences of lacking that often make it even more obvious why it's so important. And I also love what you're saying about, like, being kind to yourself. Like, I think oftentimes the way we talk to others is a reflection of how we talk to ourselves or how we feel about ourselves. And if we're not being kind to ourselves, we're not being gentle and encouraging and supportive to ourselves, like, we can't expect to do that for other people, because, you know, you can't just, like, switch your language and switch your attitude and perspective quickly if you're not doing that for yourself. So I really like that and think it's an important aspect of this whole virtue, right?
Yeah, definitely. It comes back to, like, you know, your body, your soul, like, you are a temple of the Holy Ghost. And so the virtues we should, you know, imitate and take for ourselves as well.
I love that. Yeah. So what advice do you have? I know that's a bit of advice there, but, like, do you have any other advice for people who are struggling maybe to, you know, struggling with the virtue of kindness?
Yeah, I would say try to put yourself in the person that maybe you're being unkind to's shoes. And I have found such peace in confession, especially lately. Anytime that I feel a little jiggity, I find myself in there, just to ask for advice there. The priests are there for a reason, ask for spiritual direction. So I would consider that. I would also consider just, like, every time you feel like you're about to say something unkind, or you do say something unkind and then you're like, oh shoot, I would just say, like, Lord, I pray for the virtue of kindness. Mm-hmm. I think that that's something that I've learned from you. It's just, like, naming it, and something as simple as that, as simple as saying, like, Jesus, help me in with this. Jesus, help me with that. It can be really powerful, and God gives us those graces to become better. And really all you have to do is ask. So mm-hmm. I would say taking the time to pray, taking the 5 seconds to say that sentence. And also, like, if I also do believe that if you do want to become better, you get the actual graces mm-hmm. to start, and you get the opportunity, then God gives you the opportunity to do that. I think something that I heard recently was like, I feel like I struggle with patience a lot, especially like with my family or when I was just recently on family vacation with all my nieces and nephews, because I'm alone up here and I have my own space. And so I struggled a lot with it. And I heard something that was like, when you ask for a certain virtue or ask for a certain thing, God is going to give you opportunities to practice it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that that was so powerful with like, with the patience one, where it's like, God, you took all your 12 nieces and nephews, Katie, to a water park, and God is giving you this moment right now to practice patience with their questions. And so I think, you know, if you pray for kindness, God will give you the opportunity to practice it, and flex that muscle, because I do think that those virtues need to be, are like muscles, and they grow stronger. And at some points they're a little bit weaker. But you have to work on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the one thing about kindness that I have experienced is that it is that virtue that like you can feel yourself growing in it, and you can also feel it kind of atrophying. You know, like you can feel yourself when you've gotten too busy to start to be thinking about other people or to take the time to, yeah, like I think kindness does encapsulate so many other virtues, right? Like generosity and patience, especially forgiveness, mercy, right? Like it's all tied up in kindness. And, but exactly what you're saying, like, I think you do get opportunities to practice it. And as you practice it, you recognize that, like, again, the joy that comes from being kind to people, is very fulfilling. And oftentimes I think we are placed in people's lives, in situations, in a certain place and at a certain moment to be the light of Jesus. And the easiest and best way to do that is through an act of kindness. So yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, it's that careful thing of praying for patience that really makes your life frustrating.
Yeah. Or like the surrender prayer or the novena. Right. Like it's like, that I always find myself like really not wanting to pray that prayer for the virtue of humility, because I know I'm going to be given opportunities to really practice it. And it's, yeah, you know, it's not the most comfortable thing to do.
No, it's not. Oh my gosh. Well, I love talking to you always. But I just have one more question for you today, which is, what is working for you lately?
I will give you two, because I touched on one a little bit. One of them is being active for 30 minutes a day. So a little bit more on the personal side of just like committing to that every day, has been really, really fruitful. I just am in a better mood. It's similar to the confession thing, which is my second thing. If I go and if I do it and have that the conversation with the priest, or just walk for 30 minutes, which is like what I've been doing. I feel better. I really suggest that. It's something that's small for me. And it also helps me to be something that I can commit to, which is something that I'm working on and staying consistent with. I think that on the part with confession, when it's something that like, maybe I don't need to go, I think calling a friend, that you can really trust and that, you know, has the faith in mind too, to talk about like the struggles and where you're coming from. I think that there is such value in communicating and sharing your struggles with people that you're close with that share the faith. I've learned so much from those conversations and always feel better. I think it's kind of like, you know, you are having a conversation with your sister or brother in Christ, similar to sometimes when you're having that conversation with a priest, even outside of the confession. And so I would encourage anyone listening to get outside, be active if you can, do whatever you can for just a small period of the day. And then also call a friend, go to confession, talk to a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that makes you feel better.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. I think what I love about all of what you just said is that it's so in the present moment, which is something I've been thinking about a lot, is like, how can we live God's call for our lives right here, right now, you know, in the moment we're in, the season we're in. And I love that you're just like, okay, every day I'm going to move for 30 minutes and like, because it's good for me, because it makes me feel better. Because it gives me a break from whatever else is going on that day. And then, yeah, just being able to connect with people and like every day, think about like, how have I been connected with people, and like, have the conversations I've had been life-giving or have they been draining? And like, are these people who I'm surrounded with, like people who are speaking joy and kindness and peace into my life or not? And then how can I maybe change those conversations or like change those situations so that it becomes that. And I love that because I think it's deceptively simple, but it does have such an outsized impact on our lives.
Yeah, I think too, with the phone conversations too, I think that when you can learn to be vulnerable with your friends, it's something I feel like pretty comfortable doing once I get to know people. But once you start to do that, you kind of allow them, for maybe if it's something that they struggle with, to feel like they can then speak to you. And that opens a door, which is really beautiful. And I think some people have a little bit of a harder time, and then people can be like, oh yeah, like I've gone through something similar, and here I am giving you this advice, and I kind of need to take that advice to myself again.
Totally.
Showing yourself that same kindness and that same forgiveness or advice that you would a friend.
I love that. Yeah. It's funny how like I find, at least in my life, there'll just be this like week or two or three weeks where it's kind of the same conversations over and over with different people. And you're like, okay, there's clearly a pattern here. If God keeps bringing the same topic up again and again and again, and like, am I aware of that? Am I being attentive to it? Or am I just like blowing it off? But yeah, again, I think something that's come up so many times on this episode and in this conversation has been just like, at the end of every day, take stock of like the day and take stock of what you've done, how you've acted. I list my consolations and my desolations every night. So like all the moments I felt close to God, all the moments I felt farther from God, or like I chose to be farther from God by, you know, doing something I know I shouldn't do. And then I sit there and I just pray on that list, and I just allow the Lord to be like, okay, here's the thing that I want to talk a little bit more about with you. And I've done that now every night for almost 10 years. I'm like almost to 10 years of that, which is insane. But it's cool because one, I can go back and I can look at the things that I was struggling with or like going through at any point on any night in the past, you know, almost 10 years. But it also does create the space for a pause and like, okay, what was the day? How could I do things better? And how can I go into tomorrow, you know, with, just more intention of like, okay, this is a place that I seem to have a pattern of like having issues. So maybe we, you know, think about how to address that tomorrow. And like, can I just maybe be kind to a stranger if I'm struggling with kindness, or, you know, not complain, or whatever the thing is that's kind of been recurring. But it's so good.
Definitely. I think too, if anyone listening like struggles with that, where it's like, if you were to do something similar or examine of conscience, like every night, and you feel like you're just harping on the negative things, something the priest said to me recently was that, St. Catherine talks a lot about the idea of praying for purification of a memory or, something like, a memory or something that keeps popping up, like a wound that is bothering you. And that has brought me a lot of peace. So praying for the purification of the memory and praying for the healing. And if it involves someone else, like similar to what you said, where, you know, sometimes it's like, if I'm being unkind or saying something about someone else, sometimes like that is a reflection of me or how I'm feeling. So also like, if there was unkind words said, praying for the person that said them also for healing for whatever is going on. And that comes back to having empathy and realizing that they're also human, which is, you know, and then praying for the purification of the memory and slowly, you know, to let it go. It's really beautiful.
Oh my gosh. So good. See, every time I talk to you, I think I gain so much because you're so holy and it's just beautiful. So thank you for taking the time to talk to me about kindness and for, being part of this conversation series, which I just think is going to be so cool to share and is already so cool for me to just be a part of these and talk about these and think about them a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me. When you reached out and said that kindness was mine, it honestly took me a little by surprise, just because I think I have a lot of room for growth in this virtue. But it's been wonderful to talk to you and talk through it. And we'll continue to pray for that virtue in both of us.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please. And it's funny because almost every person I texted had the same reaction about whatever I said. They're like, really? Me? And I think it's because you just have an additional kind of awareness of like, you want to grow in that virtue, which probably means that there's already a great seed there, right? You know, I think often those places where we feel kind of attacked the most are the places where God is the most present and glorified through us. So amazing. Well, thanks, Katie, for coming back. You are always welcome on the podcast, and I love talking to you here and always. So thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Sunday Monday Show. If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, if you learned something, we would be so appreciative if you shared it with a friend. Shoot it in a text, post it on social media, whatever you want to do. Sharing these episodes helps more people find them. And while you're doing that, if you could rate and review these episodes, that would also be so appreciated. If you're looking for more, you can follow us on Instagram at @thesundaymonday_ or visit us online at www.thesundaymonday.co, where we have tons of articles and free resources designed to help you be bold in your faith, work, and life. Until next time, thanks so much for being here. Get back to work. I love you all. Bye.